and 107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senators will take up a vote on a stopgap measure to end the government shutdown today, but it's not expected to pass. Democrats say they will continue to demand slashing Medicaid benefits, that they be restored, and health care premium subsidies be extended. ABC's Karen Travers says there are no talks.
One thing from the White House end of this, they have made it very clear they are not willing to negotiate with Democrats on the issues that Democrats are demanding right now on health care. They say that that cannot happen while the government is shut down. Those conversations could take place if Democrats vote to fund the government.
Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing the U.S. carried out a strike on another alleged drug boat from Venezuela. It comes after President Trump informed Congress the U.S. is formally engaged in a, quote, armed conflict with drug cartels. That according to a confidential memo obtained by ABC News. A sentencing hearing underway for Sean Diddy Combs. He's facing years in prison on prostitution-related convictions. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered on Thursday would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow academic institutions to face legal consequences for free speech violations on campus. Among the potential consequences public universities could face are two-year tuition freezes, legal damages, and a requirement to state their free speech violation on admission documents for the following 4 years. The universities would also be required to provide annual instruction on the First Amendment and conduct surveys on academic freedom and political biases every 2 years. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting on Wednesday. Sheriff's office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. Xcel Energy officials are warning Trigo area residents that they will be testing the failure system at the Trigo Dam on Monday. According to a press release, the roughly 90-second test will occur at around 11 a.m. on Monday in coordination with Washburn County Emergency Management, the National Park Service, and local officials. Area residents may hear a distinctive siren as well as a voice message advising them that the alarm is only a test. An actual dam failure would feature a more direct message advising residents to seek higher ground as soon as possible. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies into your Friday afternoon. A light southwest breeze, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 60s. On Saturday, sunshine and breezy with mid and upper 80s could challenge some record highs. Currently 80 degrees.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program here on Anything Goes Weekend. This is absolutely wild. This is our geeky science for the day. A new survey has found that 28.16%, almost a third, of adults in America claim to have had at least one intimate or romantic relationship with an AI. Amazing. They say adults 60 years and older are more likely to consider intimate relationships with AI as not cheating. More than half of Americans claim to have had some kind of relationship with an AI system. The number one platform used to have relationships is ChatGPT. Amazon's Alexa is number three. Apple's Siri. Having a relationship with Siri, really, is number four. And Google's Gemini is number five. Amazing. So this is over at VantagePointDallasCounseling.com, an article by Michael Salas. You can Google the thing. Meanwhile, we find that the wealth of the top 1% of Americans, now keep in mind, the bottom half of Americans, the bottom 50% of Americans control 3% of America's wealth. The top 1% has $52 trillion. That's amazing. The total wealth of the top 10% is $113 trillion, up from $108 trillion in the first quarter of the year. This is just from the second quarter of the year. The top 1% have seen their wealth increase by $4 trillion. A thousand million is a billion, a million million is a trillion. $4 million over the past year, an increase of 7%. Their wealth hit a record $52 trillion in the second quarter. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. Consumers in the top 10% accounted for 49.2% of all consumer spending. This is the highest level since data started being compiled in 1989. We are in the modern-day equivalent of the Roaring Twenties. When the rich got rich, the poor got poor, and the stock market exploded, and then finally the bubble popped. And are we on the verge of the bubble popping? I don't know. I see that Andrew Ross Sorkin yesterday on MSNBC or CNBC, one of the shows, was saying, you know, if you look technically at the value of stocks as compared to their price-earnings ratio or, you know, other historical indices, that the stock market is radically overvalued. In other words, it's in a bubble. And the thing that seems to be driving that bubble is AI. In fact, the thing that seems to be driving our economy right now is AI. If it wasn't for ICE hiring people and AI building data centers like there's no tomorrow, we would not have an economic expansion right now. We would be in a recession. So hang on to your hats and get ready. A good time to be a little more conservative in the way that we spend our money. Meanwhile, the Republicans have stopped talking about the guy who shot up the Mormon church and burned it to the ground. Turns out he was a Trump supporter. He had a Trump sign in his yard. He had a Trump 2020 make liberals cry again T-shirt in a picture with his family on Facebook. And it's interesting. And in fact, there's a theory floating around. Nobody knows for sure exactly why he attacked this Mormon church. One of the more popular theories on social media is that he did so as revenge for Charlie Kirk's killing, because the guy who killed Charlie Kirk was a Mormon. Now, nobody knows right now. Right now, it's all speculation. But here's a couple, the guy who killed Charlie Kirk, raised in a right-wing family, gun culture, the whole bit, no affiliation with any left-wing groups at all. And so they've stopped talking about him. And now the guy who shot up the Mormon church, an open Trump shooter, Trump supporter, they're not talking about him anymore. You notice they don't talk about the two guys who were arrested for trying to assassinate Trump. Both of them were former Trump supporters with no connections to any left-wing groups. It's like, they are waiting for some actual left-winger to do something terrible so that they can, turn it into a three-month-long news cycle. And they will, because they control so much of the media. But they just have not been lucky in that regard recently, apparently. Meanwhile, Donald Trump yesterday falsely claimed that he had presided over record black employment and declared the Democrats the party of Satan. Honest to God. He retweeted this. Now, nobody has actually seen Donald Trump since his appearance before the generals. And there's a lot of speculation about what's going on. Is he getting another infusion? Is his hand going to be all bruised again? What's in the infusions? There's some people speculating, is it plasma from young people? Is it children's blood? I don't know. Something's going on. And it seems like on the 24th of every month he vanishes. Maybe that's his infusion date. I don't know. But and he's been slurring his words lately. It's right up at the top of rawstory.com if you want to see the story. But what Trump tweeted yesterday was the Democratic Party is dead. It is the party of hate, evil, and Satan. They have no leadership, no message, no hope. Their only message for America is to hate Trump, which is just, wrong. The Democrats have lots of hope. They've got a serious, well-formed program. And they're sticking up for the average American. They're really fighting for working class people. But don't ask Republicans about that. Or for that matter, don't ask the news media about that. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, do you think in your ultimate wisdom that there are people in this country that are interested in a civil war and would engage, and that other countries like Great Britain or Canada or any number of countries would come to help us get rid of the MAGAs?
Yeah, two questions. Number one, yes, there are people in America who have been preparing for a civil war. I used to know them back in Michigan in the 60s, and when I was a kid. Two of my friends had parents who were in the Michigan militia or affiliated with it, and they would go out in the woods with their semi-automatic weapons and do target practice and stuff like that. And they were dead serious about getting ready for the war. And you got these preppers and all these other folks. Now, the preppers aren't necessarily the Civil War folks, but there are a bunch of them. With regard to whether, the UK or Canada or anybody else will save us, even if we devolve into a civil war, which I expect is extremely unlikely, no, they won't. No country is going to intervene. But good questions, Nina. Thank you very much for calling and asking. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
A few things.
It's supposed to be Jobs Friday, right? Today is the day that the federal government was supposed to release the job statistics?
Yeah, but Donald Trump has only seen about 500,000 jobs created this year so far. Joe Biden was up to 1.2, 1.3 million by this time. In fact, in the month, the 8 months before he left office, he was at 1.2 million. And Donald Trump sort of has been there for 8 months, and he only saw about a half a million. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden also saw more points added to the Dow, and on and on and on. In other words, he beat Donald Trump in every category.
Wasn't that generally true? Don't Democrats almost always beat, Democratic presidents almost always beat Republican presidents in terms of job creation?
Yes. In fact, if you look at the record, the Democratic president beats the guy that they replaced, and they beat the guy who replaces them. And that is every single time. From Jimmy Carter all the way up to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And when Donald Trump talking about hating Democrats, and then he runs around and claims that the Democratic Party are the haters. And he actually, I don't even hate Donald Trump. I think he's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it a habit not to hate somebody because their brain is broken.
Hate is poison, Larry. Hate destroys the haters, ultimately.
It actually does, and that's the reason why Donald Trump is such a pathetic person.
Yeah,
he has that. That's what he runs on. He runs on hate,
mm-hmm.
and I don't hate the. If he were my gardener, I'd be cool with him.
Yeah,
but he somehow gets himself to be president of the United States, and then he goes out there and does evil and does dirt and gets people killed.
Yeah,
and that's the stuff that I hate. I hate what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hate the sinner, hate the sin, not the sinner, is the old expression that I learned in Bible school when I was 8 years old.
He keeps running around talking about how he hates the Democrats, and now what does he do? He's stealing money from the states that did not vote for him.
Yeah,
he's trying to make sure that the minorities who did not vote for him, that he punishes them.
Mm-hmm.
These are the actions of a hater.
Yeah,
and that kid that ran over those two girls and killed them. I forget what state it was in, but he was a follower of Kirk. He was a follower of Donald Trump. And I don't know what you're talking about.
When and where did that happen? I missed that.
This is, that was in New Jersey.
Huh.
Just in a couple of days.
Really?
And the guy who burned down the church, the reason why he burned down the church because he was actually going out with some woman who was attending that church, and he tried to get into the church, and they refused him because he had all these tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started creating another hatred for somebody, and that hatred led him to doing what he did.
Yeah. Interesting.
And
pray for your enemies, right?
And the people who hate, what they tend to do is they tend to lie, tell lies on the people who they direct their hatred toward.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is always directing his hate and always lying on the Democratic Party.
It's true. It's tragic. It really is. It's a tragedy for America that we are here. Larry, thank you so much. And we're here because a tragic percentage of the white population is bigoted, is racist. I mean, it's just that simple.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, ZPA will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPA is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is color, C-O-L-O-R, color. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paint, e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now.
But, what about what does the fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price. Some just great, high-quality collagen, pure collagen, and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. So getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that super bundle deal.
To be maggots. They'll trade in the facts for conspiracies and swagger. They'd rather blame immigrants, science, and books. Then take a hard look at the mess in their nooks. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be maggots. Don't let them wear red hats or chant for New Orleans. Make them read history, learn empathy too. Not just post memes from their Uncle Jim's view. They love their big rallies, their slogans, their chants.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Oh, I just said that, didn't I? Mike in Valparaiso, Indiana. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I had a kind of a thought experiment. I've been asking the MAGA people, because we got a lot of them here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I've been asking them is, would you still love Donald Trump? Would you still follow him? Would you still admire him as much as you do? You know, even if he had all the same vile things he said about women, you know, the felonies, the vile things he's done to women, the pictures with Epstein, he's exactly the same. But would you still love him as much if he was the leader of the Democratic Party?
Yeah. You know,
and they always look at me like kind of confused.
Yeah. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell did a brilliant rant about this last night on his program, his opening monologue. And he pointed out that Hillary Clinton, in a private fundraising venue, said that Trump had this basket of deplorables who supported him. And the New York Times and, you know, the mainstream media of America just pounded her for weeks about that. Say, how dare you say this? And then Trump comes along and calls Democratic followers, Democratic voters, vermin. These people don't say a word about it. Oh, yeah, that's just Trump being Trump. And it's like there's this massive double standard, Mike. It's just obscene. It's insane. And so Donald Trump would not be allowed in the Democratic Party is a simple answer. I mean, there's no Democrat on earth who would support a guy like that.
I understand that. I understand that. It was just I'm trying to, like, get inside the box that they live in, like, because I don't understand the mental gymnastics that they have to do on a daily basis to follow this man. But the only other thing I like to ask them and remind them is, and this is very important given, like, the ICE raids and the, you know, the
I'm
legal
out of time, Mike. I'm sorry. You got to make your point first. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back on with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Apologies to Mike. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, book bans have not gone away, but we tend to forget about it. We're going to talk about book bans and what that means for our children. Please join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing safety tips with new drivers in honor of the Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for October, Teen Driver Safety. According to a press release, teen drivers were involved in nearly 19,000 crashes in 2024, causing 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding teens to wear their seatbelt, avoid distractions, follow speed limits, and never drive impaired. They're also reminding parents to talk with their children about the importance of safety behind the wheel. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. City officials say upgrades to the streetlights along U.S. Highways 2 and 53 and State Highway 35 could save the city over $100,000 per year. The project saw the replacement of over 500 streetlights with LED fixtures, which officials say are more energy efficient, will improve visibility, and require repairs less often. The city received about $74,000 in funding through the Department of Transportation's Carbon Reduction Program, as well as over $77,000 in rebates from Focus on Energy. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk this week to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see steady to mostly sunny skies into your Friday afternoon. A light southwest breeze, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 60s. On Saturday, sunshine and breezy with mid and upper 80s could challenge some record highs. It's 81 at our studios.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is color, C-O-L-O-R, color. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, and you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then also you have to use that promo code Tom when you check out, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
With a trader's tongue, calls us one people, but the song's been sung. Whitewash lines in a blood-soaked frame. He spits on the dead and defiles their names. This is the new Confederacy, wrapped in flags. They burn the past to chain the future, but freedom won't share their fate. They torch the truth, they crown the lie, but the graves of heroes won't comply.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
You want to make that safety pin, the paperclip work better?
Yeah, how?
Look at your thumbnail for a second. You see it?
Yeah.
Imagine a small piece of orange cloth. You attach it to that paperclip. Now you can see that paperclip.
Uh-huh.
From 50 or 100 feet away.
I see.
Right? Now, when somebody asks you, what is that? And you tell them, you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to them whether they agree, or you give it to them whether they disagree. You tell them you may need it someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. It's kind of like the Orange Revolution in Ukraine back in the day.
You got it.
They were wearing scarves. But I get the point.
You know, like I say, It's communicating with each other that's going to get us through this.
Yeah, I agree.
And if we can do it from 50 feet away, you can look 50 feet away and see that flash of orange. I know you're not standing alone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
It gives a movement more strength to go. Tom, please, next time I tune you in, a piece of orange.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Somebody asks, you give it to them.
Okay, good talking to you, Bill. Thank you. James in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, James, what's up? James?
Once you enter anymore, it doesn't come
up. James, listening on Sirius XM in Fort Lauderdale? Going once? Going twice? Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well out there. And
so
you
far,
mentioned
so
earlier, I caught you. Yeah, everything good here. Well, for the most. Here in Florida, I don't know. But here, me personally, I'm doing okay.
Good.
Florida's a whole other story. But when you mentioned earlier about Trump receiving baby's blood and all, it got my blood boiling because this Sunday I'll have 159 gallons donated, you know, throughout my life. So,
that's right, yeah.
You know, I find it rather insulting that he takes baby's blood. You know, what about
well,
other
we
people?
Don't,
and
we
all?
Don't know what
yeah,
he's
I
getting the infusion of, but there are billionaires who are doing this,
And, you know, it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can Google it. There's a one particularly famous guy who was getting blood from his 17-year-old son. You know, a billionaire.
Incredible. Yeah. I've never met anybody who's received my blood. I'm sure they're out there alive here in Florida. I wish them all well. That's what I say, because, you know, I can't meet them. But the other thing is he actually said in his last term, Trump, that, he, you know, immigrants poison the blood of America. And mm-hmm. I'll never forget that either. Yeah. That's another thing that really just...
Well, that's right out of Hitler.
Blood
and air, blood and soil.
It's incredible because I find it insulting, and it's just how dare he, you know, insult. And we're all immigrants. That's one thing Trump fails of. We're all immigrants, except for the people who lived here, the indigenous people. Yeah. You know, the indigenous people. It's just it's incredible that bloodlines have gone throughout the generations. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. And his is shorter than mine. You know, and you know my. So it's just really just we're in troubled times here, Tom. I think, well, like the last man said, we've got to keep talking. We've got to keep, you know, spreading the word. I'm getting out there. I'm calling my congressman every day. He's a Republican. I always talk to the machine, you know, but I say grow a spine, but he won't. He loves Trump too much. That's the sad thing. I can't get through.
Or he fears him. I suspect there's more Republicans who fear Trump than love him, because he does the kind of stuff that if he was a Democrat, they would be screaming from the rooftops about. But, yeah, well said, Bill. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Question. I saw a podcast. I'm not going to mention their names, but they were one was in the Washington Post, and you know who they are. And the other was a political carnival. So we'll just put it out there. And they had Leon Panetta on their show.
Mm-hmm.
They made the comment. Panetta made the comment that you know, we need another Bill Clinton to bring the country back together and. Blah, blah, blah. And that's, you know, probably the best. And I know, you know, they're establishment Democrats. But Carville posed the question that do you really think the country can be brought back together if possibly they don't want it?
Who's they?
Well, you know, the red and the blue states and the you know, that is so. What do you do at that point?
Yeah.
You know,
well, first of all, I'm very skeptical of this whole red blue state thing. You know, most of your deep red states are still 30-40% Democratic, and most of your deep blue states are still 30-40% Republican. And in some cases, you know, you've got states that are, you know, right up against the 50% marks. Number one, and number two, I think the big point that I didn't see the video, but you know, if that's pretty much all they were saying, if they weren't talking about policy, then I agree that you need a very charismatic guy to be leading the Democratic Party, and it's going to take somebody with charisma, somebody who can really get people behind them. You know, so far the you know, we got Gavin Newsom and you got J.B. Pritzker. So you've got a couple of people who are stepping up, and they're leading candidates now, in my opinion, for the next Democratic Republic or Democratic presidency. Go ahead.
Do you think that...
And that was Clinton and Obama, they were charismatic.
Right. And do you think that, you know, I'm more of a Bernie Sanders type guy.
Yeah, me too.
But do you think that is too far to the left at this point? Or,
well,
I'm just fearful of...
Name
I'm
one...
I hate that J.D. Vance more than Trump.
Yeah,
well, Mark... fearful he gets in.
Name one policy that Bernie advocates that is... outside the mains that has less than 70% support by Americans.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
I can't either.
There isn't one.
He is not, you know, Bernie's not a communist or even really a socialist.
No.
He's an FDR Democrat, but the Democratic Party has gone so far to the right with Clinton, with the Clintonistas, that, you know, that they consider him the far left. It really, you know, they took down Bernie in 2016. and then again in 2018 or 2020 rather. Not, in my opinion, not because of his positions, but because the Clinton machine wanted Hillary to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were going to do it. They tried in 2016 and failed.
Mm-hmm.
And and Trump won with a little help from Russia and a whole lot of help from a bunch of billionaires. And then in 2020, going through the primary, I think Hillary thought she was going to win again. But
I'm just fearful. I see the still hatred by not only the Republicans but a lot of the establishment Democrats towards AOC, Bernie, and the young fellow running for mayor in New York City.
Yeah, Zoran Mamdani. Yeah, keep an eye on Mamdani and AOC, by the way, because those two, I think, have a real good chance of running for president. Mark, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Great questions, solid questions. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Clary difference.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up? Charles in Vancouver, watching us on YouTube. Got it. Charles been on hold for a while there. Going once, going twice. Ouch. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Oh, man, I feel bad for Charles just there.
yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Charles.
Quickie thing real quick. AOC has an asteroid named after her on how smart she is, number 23238. You can look it up at the Small Body Database lookup at the NASA JPL website.
That?
Yeah, and she got it in high school a decade before she got into politics.
Really? Wow. So, she was a science geek.
Right. Something to do with microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the main point, though, was the Hillary Clinton basket of deplorable speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most people only heard the Associated Press video of it. Mm-hmm. They chopped off the main part of her speech was about this second basket of Trump supporters. She said, to be overly generalistic, you could put half of what I of Trump supporters in what I call the basket of deplorables, and went on to say sexist, racist, blah, blah, blah. If you're not any of those, even if you were his supporter, you weren't in a deplorable, to her view. She said the other half were people who felt left behind by the system. Nobody cares about them. They see their communities drying up. They don't believe necessarily what all Trump says, but they followed him because they thought he held out hope for them. And she said Democrats needed to reach out to them.
Yes, I remember that.
Never heard that.
I reported on that at the time.
No, yeah.
It was available. That information was available.
Yeah, it's at the YouTube still has it under CBS News,
mm-hmm.
not under the AP archive is the chopped off version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, CJ, for sharing that. I appreciate it. Good talking to you, Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I was watching C-SPAN this morning and saw a new Trump AI commercial with Trump and Russell Voigt as the Grim Reaper. Russell Voigt is Trump's Project 2025 author and Trump's OMB director.
Right.
He is deciding on government shutdown cuts to blue states right now.
Yep.
The video is playing the song Don't Fear the Reaper by the band Blue Oyster Cult from the 70s. That song was also on Saturday Night Live with Christopher Walken when they said more cowbell. I think this video is really childish by the Trump administration.
Yeah.
All he's doing now is playing AI videos.
I know. They're playing to the they're trying to bring in basically, 18 to 25 year olds. And, via gamer forums and via these AI videos, and it's juvenile and all that sort of stuff. But, sadly, it's effective. I mean, this kind of spreading hate and smear and humor. I mean, they think this is their idea of funny. And, sadly, Mike, thanks for that. Thanks for the heads up on that. It's spot on. Elizabeth in Seattle. Hey, Elizabeth, what's on your mind today?
Hey, yeah, somebody kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, saying we're all immigrants. But I wanted to go further and say the forefathers and everybody who came here, they came here illegally. Mm-hmm. So I just get tired of this us and them kind of like we're not on the same level at all.
Yeah. Yeah, the people who actually lived here, you know, at first they welcomed them, but pretty soon they figured out, wait a minute. It's like, whoa.
And then they just created laws to keep everybody else out and, you know, make it a system so that they decide, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole thing is false. I mean, if they want to talk to the true citizens of this country, consult the tribes, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Elizabeth, well said. Well said. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Deborah in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Deborah, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman, thank you for taking my call. I have a thought that since the GOP or Republicans or billionaires own the computer platforms, podcast, cable, and corporate media,
mm-hmm.
how about Democrats, Democratic Party, liberals, and others put their message on billboards?
I agree. We've had a couple of people call this week and propose that, because billboards are cheap, $1,000 a month, you know, for a good one.
And Mr. Hartman, they're also tax deductible, are they not? Could the Democratic Party write that off as a campaign?
Well, the Democratic Party is nonprofit to begin with. They don't pay taxes.
Okay, but
individuals can buy billboards too.
Of us,
yeah, no, exactly. It wouldn't be tax deductible if you bought a billboard.
Or we could figure out something. I'm saying
there are nonprofits out there that do buy billboards, and you could donate to those nonprofits. And you'd have to look around to see who's doing that right now, because I'm not sure. But I know during the last election there were a couple of nonprofits that popped up that were buying billboards. There was one in particular that was buying a lot of billboards. They were doing some good work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I was thinking we can keep the messaging short and succinct, maybe two or three topics,
mm-hmm.
all in red, white, and blue, warning in red, blue lettering, starting out with why are taxpayers paying ICE to be violent?
Yeah, there you go.
Healthcare.
There you
they're
go.
Taking your health care from you. Mm-hmm. Voting, they're taking your vote, your right to vote. That's your they're taking your right to decide for yourself. They're taking your vote.
Well, as Greg pointed out, they're purging hundreds of thousands of people from the voting rolls in Virginia as we speak, because they're getting ready for the election in November, and you've got a Republican governor and a Republican Secretary of State. Deborah, thank you for the call. I got to run here. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people working on this program. And thank you to you for spreading the good word about our program and about the networks or stations that we're on, telling your friends. It's really an important time to be doing that. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a wonderful weekend. I will catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet.
Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Amory Chevrolet, people come first. Built on trust and hometown values, they offer reliable service and peace of mind with a lifetime warranty on every new Chevrolet, plus select pre-owned and certified vehicles. With the best selection in stock and complete service and parts department, their factory-trained ASE-certified technicians are proven to keep your vehicle running strong. Conveniently located off of Highway 46 on Cornwall Avenue in Amory, Wisconsin. Amory Chevrolet, where they treat people like people every day.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate this hour is taking up one of the votes to help stop the government shutdown. One is a GOP clean 7-week funding bill. The others is a Democratic stopgap measure that would also include restoring Medicaid benefits slashed under the GOP mega bill and extending Affordable Care Act premiums. Neither are expected to pass as parties dig in. At the same time, the White House says it's planning to go beyond the furloughs and issue permanent layoffs to federal workers and cut programs if Democrats don't agree on a funding measure.
We're not going to tolerate waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. And we've also been very clear to point out when agencies or when programs do not align with this administration's values of putting our country first.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. In New York City, the sentencing hearing for Sean Diddy Combs continues. Prosecutors asking a judge for Combs to serve 11 years for his prostitution-related convictions. His defense presenting a video showing the music mogul's career and family life. This is ABC News.